Last week, after 4 days of legislative sessions ended, most of the 20 lawmakers appointed to the Education Funding Reform Commission hung around Springfield just for this meeting. It took place in a stuffy teleconference room and lasted 3 solid hours with no breaks. Even when the meeting adjourned, Senators Karen McConaughey and Andy Menar hung around continuing their discussion. She's a Republican representing several upscale suburbs of Chicago. He's a Democrat from the tiny town of Bunker Hill. Could it be a sign that on this issue, lawmakers from different worlds are trying to pull together? McConaughey says yes, and she told me why this group seems to feel more unified than other ed funding committees she's served on before.
Oh, this is very different. This was a commission formed by the governor with the collaboration and cooperation of all four leaders, something we don't get every day around here. That just sets a different tone of seriousness to start with. Second thing that makes this different is Secretary Beth Purvis has been so instrumental in really going about this in a way where everybody had a voice. Every outside expert has had their moment. You know, anybody who's been attending these meetings knows you got an idea, you got a perspective, you've had your opportunity to talk here. And third, by that process, it has created an environment where people who usually talk at each other just start talking to each other. And to solve these kind of problems, you got to build trust in a body of people who are trying to legislate when they don't trust each other at all. So we had a lot going against us, but the way that this was put together was the right sort of setting of the table, so to speak, to really start to get to the core issues.
So did it get this gnarly on the previous commission?
You know, a little bit, but not to this extent. I mean, this is, as they say, we're really in the weeds, as you know. I mean, we spend a lot of time on minute details. But that's also because the people who are here because they have demonstrated a legitimate interest in, you know, fixing the problem. People say, well, what exactly is the problem? The problem is that some kids have every resource possible to get a quality education, and other kids are in school districts where the available funds make it almost impossible for them to get a quality education.
Tell me about your district.
So for the most part, I represent the suburbs in Kane and McHenry County. They are communities that experienced very fast growth in the last 20 years. They were in the top 50 fastest growing counties in the entire country. And during that period of time, we were adding, you know, tens of thousands of kids every year in the schools. And so there was lots of referendums that were passed. And through those referendums, we built a lot of schools and a lot of capital investment to make sure that we had the resources and hire a lot of more teachers. And now those same communities that have kind of plateaued are not even in the top 50. They're in the top 20 highest property tax communities in the country. And what that means is the property taxes, which is predominantly to pay for education, are so high that it's taxing middle class right out of their homes. And at the same time, so we're spending sometimes 2 and 3 times what other schools are spending on educating our kids. And so we have to resolve that. Do we want to spend that? Can we afford to spend that? And is that fair to other parts of the state?
Have you had any light bulb moments? Has there been anything that you understood now that you didn't before?
Well, I would tell you that I think that most people here have had a number of light bulb moments. Illinois is a very diverse state. You don't always understand what somebody else is going through until you sit down and take the time to listen to what their challenges are. I look at this and see 2 or 3 legislators here who represent the southern suburbs, where they have high unemployment. They have a hard time attracting industry to locate in their communities, which would help with their tax base, which would help create jobs. You know, those are problems that, you know, we don't think about in my district, right? And it's important that if I'm going to be part of a solution, that I understand those problems just as well. And I'll give you another example. For the most part, kids in my district, not all of my school districts, mind you, but a lot of them, there's a laptop on every desk. And there are a lot of school districts in this state where an entire elementary school might have, you know, 2 or 3 computers for the entire school to share. I mean, it's a very graphic example of the inequities that go on in the state of Illinois.
So what do you think is going to be the end product? Do you think you'll come out with a framework, a bill, what?
I think we'll come out with a framework, but I also think that because there is a desire in the General Assembly to get a budget, and to get past our differences. I'm in the Senate where there's been a lot of signaling going on in the last, you know, couple of weeks that we're ready to get to a solution and engage in legitimate give and take. Our leader, Christine Redonio, and Senate President John Cullerton have emerged with a framework of a global deal, of which education is a piece of.
It's Senate Bill 1.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So they have asked us to work towards a compromise position with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle. We're not posturing. And everybody's trying to make sure that they don't send a signal that they're unwilling to work towards the center. No one here is going to end up with, well, I was right all along. Everybody's going to have to give up some of, that's hard. It's in human nature. People don't like to do that, right? None of us do. We want to be right, and we want everybody else to think that our idea was the best. And that's just not going to happen here. I mean, I definitely get the feeling that there is this desire to find solutions that everybody can live with. And I don't know if we'll get there, but I think there's been that change in tone over the last few weeks. You know, somebody had made a joke yesterday that I thought was hilarious, and it was like, oh, wow, all the kumbaya in the Senate. I swear, I thought you were all braiding each other's hair. And that I don't think actually means that we've all given up on our values and our principles. It doesn't mean that at all. I just think that we all love this state. We all want to do the right thing. And we just are tired. We're tired of the impasse, the tired of going home and trying to explain why a group of adults cannot work out their differences. And we know we got to make difficult decisions. And I think we finally have come together and said, we'll make those tough decisions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.